And 2YY2.
Tonight at 8 o'clock, welcome to the W2VL repeater.
WB2ZF. K2KMB, how are you, Steve?
Hey, Rich. I haven't talked to you in a few days.
Miss what you said?
I said I have not talked to you in a few days.
It's weird. I've been trying to get a speaker that I'm comfortable with. So right now I'm on the speaker that comes with the 2820, and I think it's got a little more bass, and I think I'm more comfortable with it. But I think my attention span is going. Anyway, it's been a few days. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Here we're gonna be having a little moisture for the next day or two.
Yeah, but I think they're much more concerned with the wind. They're talking about, I think, 60-mile-an-hour winds perhaps starting around 1 a.m. this morning for 24 hours.
Yes, I'd heard the same thing. And they figure that's going to cause flooding in certain areas.
Yeah, I guess a wind coming up from the south, I think that's the direction. At a high tide, just keeps pushing the water in. Oh well, good to live. Well, actually, I should say that, I'm in a slight valley here, but at least we're in the middle of the island, shouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, you're not on the shoreline. My wife had mentioned that to me, and she was concerned about the flooding, and I'm going, I'm saying to myself, that's usually at the shore when it's wind like that. We don't usually have an issue like that here, but she's worried, and, you know, I'm sure we'll lose some branches on some trees also.
Now, believe it or not, we used to have, heavy winds do bother me. My next door neighbor has a tree that has one branch that, could potentially come down, but we used to have flooding here. I am in a slight valley, and there's a sump kind of at the beginning of the height of that valley, and there was nothing else between, no sewers, nothing between that sump, which is my old Bethpage Road and Haypath, and houses further to the west of me. We've had the water come up about 3/4 of the way on the lawn, which made it probably in the neighborhood of 1.5 feet deep and scary.
Yeah, most likely because of the soil you had mentioned to me. Wouldn't let it drain very well.
What they did, actually a couple of years ago, though, was to actually put in a drain by the park that's down by me, and I think they put in one more along the way, so now at least the water goes down there and it's carried to the piping away from here. So we still had to come over the curb in a heavy rain, but nothing like what it used to be. And yeah, once the ground is saturated, we had severe flooding, what was it, 3, 4, 5 years ago when we had heavy constant rain in September, and I had like an inch and a half of water in the basement.
This doesn't sound like a very happy thing.
Yeah, and the problem was, you know, I didn't really approach it from a common sense point of view. We had carpeting down there, and I did get all the water out, but it never dawned on me about the mold that might be there. And I think we were just fortunate in that nothing serious ever occurred, but it really could have been. That's the time when you got to rip up the floors.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Anyway, you're going to be around for a few. I'm just making a stop here. Hopefully they take care of something in just a few minutes.
Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah, I'll be around. I was kind of switching back and forth between the football game and the other shows, but yeah, I'll be here. Catch you later. Teach you candy.
WBTS.
Hi, Charlie, Delta.
This is Teach you candy, the station that's calling. You're a lot of noise there. Want to try again?
Yeah, I'm going in on the east end now. Apparently, where the places that I go to is in a dead spot, so I get away from the traffic light. It's a little bit noisy.
Actually, that's unusual for me to hear you on that link. All right, well, anyway, I think there was another station coming in, though, that a couple of stations, you know, they're having a rough time. They're using HTs trying to hit either Selden or Glen Oaks from quite a distance away.
Yeah. Oh, you need your phone at the moment?
Yes, I am.
Give me a minute. I'm going to be at this light for a while.
All right, I'll sign and wait for your call. Teach you candy.
Thank you.
tonight at 8 o'clock. This is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System. Net time.
Good evening, you guys. I'm K2 Romeo India Whiskey. At this time, we begin the TechNet. And this will be TechNet number 1636. We'll also be hearing space report number 236 of the series. The TechNet began way back in 1982. And as you guys know, if you've heard me say so often, the main reason we do it is to gather the curious radio amateurs who want to know more about their radio equipment and the art of the wireless equipment, how it all works and how to make it work better. You're going to give me your call letters, your name, and the word yes, which means you do have a question or a comment when you sign in. You need that sign in because you're listening. After 34 years, we believe somebody is listening. So, if you've got a question or a comment, give me your call letters and name right now. K2LIW.
W2LIY, Joe, yes.
Okay, we've got Joe. Anyone else?
W-A-2-S-A-Y, Sierra Alpha Yankee, Doug, yes.
Very fine, Doug. Haven't heard from you in a long time. Sounds like you've got a good antenna because you've got a nice strong signal tonight. Okay, we've got Joe, R-Y-Y, and Doug, S-A-Y. Anyone else to sign in with a question or comment? Give me a call letters right now. K2-R-I-W listening. I was hearing another weak signal in there, and if we don't get him right now, we'll get him a little bit later. So far we got Joe and Doug. One last call. Anyone else to sign in? Give me a call letters and name right now. K2LIW.
KC2 Golf Zulu Charlie. This is Marvin in Hempstead.
Okay, we've got Marvin. Golf Zulu Charlie, I think it is. And one more call. Anyone else with a question or a comment? Give me a call letters and name right now. We got more than enough to get started. So, Joe, what's the latest with you? W2RYY, K2RIW. Beautifully on the input, Joe, so go right ahead with your question or comment. Okay, the question that Joe asked is the power that we receive from Con Ed, Loco, Jersey Power and Light, you know what I mean. It's made out of three wires. And Joe wants to know, are those three wires, these are the three wires that go down the street. There's three phases, exactly 120 degrees apart. And depending on the wiring of your particular distribution system in your neighborhood, that rare voltage on the top wires is either 6,000 or 13,000 volts, and then it goes to your pole pig transformer, where it gets stepped down to 220, 240 with center tap. So there's only one phase of the three-phase power coming into your house from that pole pig transformer. It's a center tap transformer with 240 volts, and we call it, when it gets into our house, people call it two phases, the red wire and the black wire. But they're really 180 degrees out of phase. The red wire with reference to ground is roughly 120 volts. The black wire with reference to ground is roughly 120 volts. And between red and black, you got 240. So, but the raw distribution voltage, the high voltage going down the poles, is three phase, and only one of those phases goes to your house in most of the residential areas. Let me drop. There are places in New York City where you do get two phases that are 120 degrees apart, and that's a very different wiring system, and they don't get 240 volts across their two outer wires, so to speak. I think they get something more like a 217, some of the crazier voltage because of the 120 degrees instead of the 180 that we get. But the vast majority of people are the first wiring diagram that I described. So do you need more voltage than you're getting, Joe, and do you need more phases? W2RYY, T2RIW.
The 208 did.
AO5. Okay, I'll try what you just described, Eric.
Sorry, say again.
You gave me a message, Eric. Please repeat that message.
Alright, one more time. I got too many radios going in here.
Okay, 208, you're right. So across the two outer leads, you get 208 instead of 240 if you're using some of the New York City wiring, where you really are getting two of those phases. But the vast majority is about here. You get one phase, set a tap, 240 across the red and black wire. Each one of those is roughly 120 volts to ground. So maybe that's the information you're looking for, Joe. W2RYY, T2RIW in the TechNet. I'm hearing you on the input, Joe. So go right ahead and tell me your information, and I'll repeat it. Okay, so what Joe is asking is that he really wants to know the three wires that come into his house. What's the phase difference between them, line to line to line? One of those lines that coming into your house of the three is ground. You can tell because it's unshielded. Between that line and red, you've got 120. Between that line and black, you've got 120. Between the red and the black, you've got 240. So each of those lines going into your house are really a center tap secondary winding of one transformer, your particular pole pig. You could say from ground to red, you could call that zero phase if you like, and from ground to black, you could call that 180 degrees. So the two shielded wires coming into your house are 180 degrees apart. At the instant one is positive, the other one is negative. That's why the voltages add. a pair of 120s added give you 240. So you've got what really is one phase as far as the raw power coming into your transformer, and you could say you've got two lines 180 degrees apart of those three wires that come into your house, with the center tap being ground. It's the center tap of the transformer. Does that make it a little bit more clear, Joe? To B2LYY, K2LIW in the TechNet.
Think you mean insulated, not shielded.
Okay, you said it's not clear at all, because before you asked your question, you're going to have to give me some more words. Over to you, Joe. Joe is really asking, the way they hook up the primary of the pole pig transformer, in most cases, of the three phases coming down the block for the distribution system, and those three phases are something like 6,000 volts or 13,000 volts to ground each, and they're 120 degrees apart. Most of the time, one phase goes into your pole pig transformer, the other lead of the pole pig transformer is ground. Only one of those phases goes to your transformer is the way it's usually wired. I think occasionally they do wire between the two phases into your primary of your transformer, but I think that's a very rare wiring. I believe most people get one phase and ground going into the primary of the pole pig transformer. Let's see if Eric KE2EJ agrees with me on that. KE2EJ, K2LIW in the TechNet. There we go. K2LIW, KE2EJ. Yeah, I agree with that. Inner city things are done a little bit differently. By the way, most consumer products are really 210-volt devices. You won't find too many things like a dryer that has a 220-volt motor, 220-volt heating element. They tend to put the motor on one phase and the heating element on another, but it depends on the manufacturer. Most of the stuff that we use is 220, like the amplifier. That's really 220, 240. K2IW, K2J. So to repeat that then, Joe, most of the wiring out here on Long Island, one of the three phases goes into one of the leads of the primary of your pole pig transformer. The other one is ground. That ground wire is a six-gauge wire going down the side of the pole. It's supposed to go to a butt plate on the bottom of the pole, below ground. And sometimes that wire going down the pole gets broken because of automobile accidents, in which case the real grounding of your transformer is being picked up by the grounding of the third wire going to your house, the unshielded wire. And that can be a very dangerous situation, because there's a method by which the loss of that ground can put the 6,000 volts or the 13,000 volts into your house. But most wiring, only one of the phases plus ground goes into the primary of that transformer. We'll see if that makes some more sense, Joe. W2LYY, K2LIW in the TechNet.
K2KB with a comment.
I'm still having trouble understanding what you're telling me, Dick. You know, you're telling me two out of three wires are 180 degrees apart. What is the third wire? On the, coming off the pole. The transformer on the pole has three outputs on it. Three outputs. Each one is 120 volts to ground, 240 between them. When the power company hooks up your power, they pick two out of three lines to hook to, and that's connected into your house plus the ground. I do understand that. But if you're telling me two wires are 180 degrees out of phase, what's the third wire doing? Because I'm just going to ask that question anyway, all right? I just thought the wires are 120 degrees in phase between wire to wire to wire of all three outputs. And my question is, you can answer this like whichever you want. How do you get three phases?
Repeater, timeout. Repeater, timeout. Cancel.
Okay. Before I repeat my answer with different wording, Somebody said he has a comment. Who was that person? I thought if we could call letters and your name. K2LIW. My name is Dick.
This is KE2KB. Name is Frank, and I'm in Teaneck, New Jersey. It really isn't a different phase. It's technically the same phase, but you're right. The one I'm winding of the high side is 180 degrees out from the other. But the transformer, the primary and the secondary share a ground. So that line going down the pole really isn't part of your circuit. It's only for lightning protection. When it gets broken, there is another wire wrapped in with the twisted pair that usually runs along the secondary called that messenger wire. It's the ground. That is the ground that's actually active in the circuit. But the primary ground is tied to the secondary ground, that center lead. So those two can never be, they're bonded inside the transformer.
Okay, I pretty much understand that so far, Frank, and let me double confirm with you now. Going into the primary of your pole pitch transformer, only one of the three phases of the distribution system is going into that transformer. The other lead, the other wire on the primary is ground. That ground on the primary and the center tap of the secondary of your pole pitch transformer, which are also ground, that's a shared ground. And that is the lead going down to the butt plate on the transformer, on the utility pole, the grounded sheet of metal, and that third ungrounded wire going into your house, that's the same ground. So going into your house is nothing but the secondary winding of the transformer as the secondary winding of the pole pitch transformer has three wires. The two outer leads of the secondary winding and the center tap. The center tap is ground. So there really is one phase of power coming into your house, but because it's a secondary winding with a center tap, people call it two phases, the red wire and the black wire. There really are one phase, one complete winding on those three leads coming into your house. Does that make a little more sense, Joe? Wait for the beeps to be A2RYY, A2RIW. Go ahead, Eric.
Everybody's always got to come up with a comment. Yes, now I understand. The way Frank is by now, I understand. Besides the messenger ground in your residential area wiring, the third wire, as you see at 1, 2, and 3, is actually a ground also. And then the other two wires should be power wires. Now I understand what comprises of the volts wire. And I thought there was 120 degrees apart in phase of all three lines, and they just simply picked two to go to your house from any two out of three. Now I understand. Now that I understand the whole picture, what it is, it's not a difference in phase; it's a difference between the input to the output. Okay, you can go on to the next guy.
You said two out of the three, and that's confusing. It's only one out of the three going to the primary of your transformer. So when you said two out of the three, how did you mean that, Joe? The B2RYY, K2RIW.
Well, when you look at the transformer, it's got three wires coming out of it. One wire at the top is high voltage, 7,500 volts, 6,000 volts, 7,500 volts, what has to be, maybe just 13,000 in some neighborhoods. And then the transformer on the ground, it usually runs down the pole. But from what Frank explained...
Repeater, timeout. Repeater, timeout, cancel.
Yes, those other two wires are hot with reference to that neutral, and you've now got it. KE2EJ, K2RIW, go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that the gentleman from New Jersey, when he said the messenger wire, the way they do the pole construction in New Jersey is considerably different than what it is out here. In Jersey, a lot of places you'll see actually something that looks like a star that holds four wires. One of those wires is the messenger, or the guy wire, if you want to call it that, which supports the entire structure, and that's also the ground. So here we don't operate in that way, and in most residential neighborhoods, and aside from the main roads, you won't find three phases, it's the high voltage. you only find a single phase. Below that, you will find another messenger wire, which is a guide wire. It doesn't actually hold the wire because our 15-5 is non-insulated. And what goes to the house is a combination of the below the pole ground, which runs up the pole and actually hooks up to the can of the transformer, which is the ground for the center tap for the secondary, and it's also the ground for the primary. So it's a little bit different in terms of construction, but the principle of how it operates is exactly the same. K2RW, K2J.
AB with another comment.
KG2QIQ with a comment. Okay, we've got three people with comments, Frank, and then QIQ in that order, and then a third person. KC2, I think it is, Kilo Bravo. KC2, KE2, I'm not sure. But Kilo Bravo, you got it, Frank, first. K2RW.
It's Kilo Echo to Kilo Bravo. That wire that goes to the ground, into the ground, really is just for lightning protection. And think of it that if your ground is so dry, like it is here most of the time, we're a 1 out of 10 as far as the ground goes, as far as the ground conductivity goes, according to this map that I looked at recently, a 1 out of 10. And that ground is not capable of carrying the current to your house that you need to, that needs to flow there. So that's where the messenger wire comes in. I hang out in this electrician's forums a lot, and that's what they explained to me, and I looked at it myself. Yeah, I guess in New Jersey, in Long Island, they wire things differently. Yeah, sure. I could understand that. But also, I think instead of calling it a phase, in your service panel, you have poles, two poles of live wire and one ground. So if you've got a two-pole breaker, that's going to be a 220-volt. If you replace the word phase with pole, it's a lot easier to understand.
That's a good suggestion, Frank, and I thank you. Okay, I think Glenn is the next person. KC2QIQ, K2RW, Glenn.
Yeah, good evening, Dixie. Good evening to everybody on the net tonight. Yeah, the one word I wanted to throw out there that hasn't been used so far is neutral. On the three-phase system, there's really four wires. There's the three that you see on the top of the very, very top of the cell phone pole. You'll see those first three, which are basically phase one, two, and three, your A, B, C. But there's also a Y winding, which is normally the neutral on the bottom. And that's a shared, it's non-isolated. So the primary to secondary is non-isolated in the system. Let me let it drop.
K2MD is con.
And basically what's happening is when you look at your pig pole transformer, you'll see basically an unshielded wire, or a non-insulated wire along the bottom. And that's the return, or what we're calling ground in this, but it's really neutral. And the bottom of that pig pole is tied to that. And then one of the phases is kicked off onto the top of the pig pole to give you one of the three phases. And they usually alternate as they go down the street. So you can pick off for like a certain number of houses, phase one, two, and three. Now that neutral that's on the bottom is tied to the can. And then when they bring the two wires out to bring 240 to your house, that neutral wire is also bonded along with it. And that's the, basically the neutral that goes from 120 on either side. And or if you go across the outside, you get the 240. I hope that makes a little bit more sense, Dick. But really, there is a neutral wire there. There is a fourth wire. KC2QIQ. KC2AMZ
for comment.
Okay, thank you, Glenn. KC2AMZ. I think that's Henry. Go ahead, Henry.
Me too, Dick. KD2HUC.
And also
KD2AMD,
please.
KD2 is a Kilo Delta 2 AMD, and HUC, we've got you. Kilo Delta 2 AMD, is that you, sir? Go ahead, what's your name? KD2AMD,
Zulu, Mike, Dick. KD2AMD. And you're right, except for a Y configuration, but most industrial is Delta. I'll explain when it comes my turn.
Take your turn and explain it right now. Start up with your name.
Name is Mike, KD2AMZ. There's basically two configurations. You have a Delta configuration on the three-phase circuit. That could be anything you want. It could be from 13.8 to 14.40, whatever you want, phase A, B, and C. in an industrial configuration, it goes to a step-down three-phase transformer, which is still stepped down to a delta. So you're measuring voltage between phase A, B, B, C, and B, B to C, excuse me. On a Y configuration, you've got a neutral, yes, that's your fourth wire, and that is where you get your, like, 277. So remember, three-phase has two configurations. One is a delta, one is a Y. Going into your home, very, very important, you only have one phase. If you go to a factory, you're going to see three cams on a pole or a three-phase transformer. That's where you actually get three-phase circuitry. It's really complex, but the bottom line is you're going to get your high voltage going into your primary, going to ground, and then you're going to get a center tap transformer on the pole outside, and you're going to get one side of the secondary, the other side, and the center tap is going to be your neutral. I hope that clarifies things. And it is pole, not phases.
Mike, Dr. Delta Mark.
Lee, check in.
Okay, the next person who signed in with a comment on this subject was Steve, KD2HUC. Go ahead, Steve.
All right, Dick, a couple of things. On Long Island, the primary distribution voltage, it's typically a Y configuration. It's 7,620 volts from any one of the phases to neutral or ground, and 13,800 volts between any of the three phases. Okay, now typically in a residential neighborhood, they will only bring one primary conductor down the block, unless it's a three-phase main that they're, you know, bypassing through the neighborhood. Let me let it drop. Now, I think where Joe is getting the confusion is, most electricians, when they're referring to the incoming conductors, they refer to them as phases. But that's not the actual correct nomenclature. Technically, the conductors are considered phase legs, and that's the actual term for them. So I think it's a little confusing when you tell them you have two phases coming into your house. You have one phase with two phase legs. They are in phase with each other because technically, if you think about it, it's a center tap transformer, and basically you have two coils in series with each other that are exactly in phase so that the voltage is additive. So you have a 120-volt coil in series with a 120-volt coil. You have 240 volts between the two phase legs and 120 volts between any phase leg to ground. Let me let it drop. It is extremely important to know whether or not, as Eric pointed out, if you have a 208-volt system as opposed to a 240-volt system coming into your house. The reason being, a 240-volt single-phase system where the two phase legs are coming from two coils that are exactly in phase, the additive current between them, you know, for 120 volts through the neutral cancels out. So if you're drawing 20 amps on one side and 20 amps on the other, your neutral current is zero. It is not the same on a 208-volt system. Because of the phase difference, the current can be additive. So on a 240-volt system, you can get away with making the neutral smaller. On a 208-volt system, sometimes the neutral has to be bigger than the phase conductors. So it's very important to know which you have. That's my comment. KD2HUC, back to net.
Thank you, Steve. Steve, there's something a little bit strange about the mathematics. In the case of three-phase power, when you measure voltage to ground versus voltage phase to phase, they differ by square root of 3. You're fairly sure that each one of the lines to ground is 7620. If I take 7620 and multiply it by square root of 3, I end up with 13,198. And I thought you said 13,800. So the mathematics doesn't come out right. One of those numbers is off compared to the other, as I see it, to Steve. KD2HUC, K2RIW in the TechNet.
You're right, Dick. Brilliant slip. Out of Long Island, it's 7620, and it's considered 13.2. In Manhattan, Conrad uses 13.8. Don't ask me why. I have no idea. Typically, it's 13.2 on Long Island. There are some areas that still use 4160, if you can believe it, which is 2,400 volts to ground each leg, and 4160 phase to phase. Some of the older neighborhoods, like in Freeport and Valley Stream, actually have 4160 as a primary. But yeah, you're right. It is exactly the square root of 3. KD2HUC, back to next.
Okay, thank you, Steve. That makes it a lot clearer. Now, on the subject of three-phase power, does anyone have any further questions or comments? Give me your call letters and name right now. K2RIW in the second end. Okay, there being none, I think we've answered that question as I think you asked it, but let me double check. W2RYY, K2RIW, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, now I understand the answer, now I understand how the output wiring of the transformer, the secondary side, now I understand what's actually going on. One wire is ground, you have a message which is also ground, and two wires hot to ground, and double the voltage between them. Now I understand how it is. I thought it was like, you know, phase A, B, and C, being 120 degrees apart. I'm trying to think, how are you going to get three phases, different frequency phases, three phases in degrees, with one input coming in? It just had to be explained to me so I understand what how the transformer's wired. Now I get it.
One additional comment?
Go ahead, Eric. Wait for the beeps.
When we talk about three-phase, okay, if you have, let's say, you have a piece of equipment in there, in your house, that requires three-phase power to operate its motor, and obviously you're only getting a single phase coming into the house now, what you would do is you would have a motor generator, and basically it's a big motor driving a three-phase generator, and that output would actually operate the equipment that you need three phases for. But one of the things that I wanted to point out in terms of a three-phase system, when it comes to mechanicals like motors, you have A, B, and C. Now, there's an A, B, and C on the device. It can be connected A, B, and C, or B, C, and A, or C, A, and B. But it has to be in that order in order for the motor to turn the correct direction. K2RIW, K2RIJ.
Comment. Yeah, somebody said comment. We'll pick you up in a minute. That makes quite a bit of sense. But now, if I had a piece of motor, a piece of machinery in my house that needed three-phase power, it is my belief that almost no private home has three-phase power going into it, with very rare exceptions. Is that roughly true, Eric? You're recommending a motor generator set as a method of generating three phases in my house, regenerating from the only one phase that we're allowed to have. I think there are almost no private homes that are allowed to have three-phase power. KE2EJ for confirmation. K2IW in the TechNet.
Well, I'm not the expert on this. Power distribution is just something that I have to deal with because I deal with a lot of it with big numbers. But what I will say is that in the city, it's a different world. They do, ConEd does a number of really strange things, and you can actually find three-phase power going into some building. And there's a lot of different reasons for that. And in the city, you tend not to see that in individual homes, but you will see that in apartment complexes and things like of that nature because of the large air conditioning requirements and the air handlers and all these other big motor things. But talk to Wesley. He's got a lathe and a few other things. He's got three-phase power inputs. And he's only got one phase coming in, so he's got a converter. They make electronic converters, and for years and years, mechanical is the way to go. But, you know, it's a new day and a new age. We've got triacs and SGRs that handle thousands of amps, so there you go. K2RIW,
K2JI.
K2YO.
Okay, K2YO, go ahead. Bernie?
My employer's out in Farmingdale off of Route 110, and they use a lot of electricity. We had a $15,000 electrical bill 1 month in the last year, and we do not have three-phase coming in. We use three-phase quite a bit. And so we've got five or six converters to be able to generate the three-phase that we need.
Was there an attempt to try to get the three phases of raw power coming into your place? If you had enough horsepower, a great big factory would definitely have three phases. And considering the amount of juice you use, I'm wondering why you guys were not able to get three phases coming in, so you didn't need a bunch of converters. Over to you, Bernie, and wait for the beeps.
My understanding, and I dealt with this, we put some, basically we have internal electrical meters on some of our equipment to know how much we're using. And basically PSCG, or whoever it is that their electrical company, doesn't have it to offer, and they don't offer it to us. We've got 480 coming in, but no three phase.
Yeah, I heard a very weak signal of somebody who maybe wants to make a comment on this. Kilo Lima 5 something. Who was that? K2LIW in the TechNet. Okay, maybe not. There was somebody who said comment.
Yeah, he's out there on West Islip. He's been on all day. He doesn't make the machine well. He's going into Sheldon.
If I listen to Sheldon, will I hear him, Eric?
You'll hear him as bad as you hear him here. Maybe you'll hear him slightly better, but, you know, if you had an antenna pointed that way, you'd probably hear him well.
Okay, I can listen to the Sheldon input, so let me give it a try. Kilo Lima 5, blank, 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 K2LAW, go ahead. Okay, I'm not hearing anything on Sheldon's input, disinput, or whatever. There was a person who wanted to make a comment. Who was that person? Give us your full call letters and name. K2RIW.
K2GJE, Ed.
Go right ahead, Al. Ed.
A comment or two. You need not have to use a motor generator set to get some three phase when you only have one phase available. There are some rotary converters that everything's done in one housing. You feed it one phase, and they use your capacitor run motors, and there's windings on the core that'll give you three phase. And it's a lot better than having some motor belt coupled to another generator. That's one way. Con Edison likes to use the Y connection, which is 208 between phases and 120 to ground. Out here, where it was LIPR and now PSENG, they like to use the Delta connection, and they sent to tap one transformer that you get your two 120 legs. But that third leg cannot be used. Over.
KD2HUC with a couple of comments.
Go ahead, Steve.
Alright, first thing I'm going to do is address that last comment by the previous gentleman. He's referring to a high leg delta system. It was very, very popular back in you know, like World War II era factories had the high leg, in which case you have a three-phase delta, 240 volts between all three phases, and one of those transformers is center tapped for 120 volts, and you end up with 208 volts between the high leg and the neutral. It's readily identified when you go into a facility and you see every third breaker is missing. You know, there's a good shot you're in a high leg environment, and don't hook anything up that's 120 volts to that leg. Let me let it drop.
This is Sally.
Nowadays, PSENG is, you know, they use basic services of 208 volt, three phase, the same as Con Edison. As far as facilities that are not served with three phase, I've seen a couple of tricks that have been used successfully when all three phases are not available. The first one is an open delta configuration, in which case they only bring in two of the three phases. It's nice because you don't need the third transformer. The downside is that three phase motors have to be derated to 57% of their nameplate horsepower. But if that's all that's available, you know, you just oversize the motor as best you can. Let me let it drop.
In that case, are you feeding the motor only two of the three phases? Back to you on that one, Steve.
Well, again, let's not confuse things. Yes, the motor is only getting two phases, but it's getting all three phase legs. So you're actually bringing three wires to it, but there are only two transformer secondaries connected in an open delta configuration. It works. It's not the greatest, but like I said, if that's all there is, that's all there is. The other thing that I have seen is people successfully use actual three-phase motors as phase converters for their houses. They create a simple capacitor-based starting system. Once the motor is spinning, the motor itself stays unloaded. But you build some simple circuitry to get the motor spinning, and the motor itself will actually convert the single phase to three phase for you, and you can run three phase machines. There's a lot of good YouTube videos out there on how to do it. I personally never did it. Let me let it drop.
And when you do it that way,
repeater, timeout.
When you do it that way, isn't there a little bit of unbalance as far as the magnitude of the voltages? Back to you, Steve.
I'll tell you the truth, Dick. I've never personally did experimentation with it, so there might be, but I don't know if it's of a magnitude that, you know, just a mechanized machine will really care. Like I said, I mean, you could run a three-phase motor on, you know, missing the third leg, the third phase, I should say, not the third leg, the third phase, and it'll run. And although it runs at 57% horsepower rating, it'll still run and not care. Let me let it drop. The biggest difference between the services in Con Ed country and LIPA territory is LIPA is a big, big fan of the radio feeding system. Basically, they bring high voltage in to a transformer, they step it down, and they feed a couple of buildings or houses or whatever, and that's it. You have one high voltage feed, one transformer, and it feeds a group of people, right? Con Edison is a big fan of networking feeders. Basically, they have three or four high voltage feeders. Each one feeds a transformer. The secondaries are all parallel through network protectors. And then they distribute from that bus. The big difference being a high voltage fault on a LIPA feeder, people go dead. If you have a high voltage fault on a Con Ed feeder, the feeder goes out, the transformer dies, but the secondary bus stays alive from one of the other feeders. Let me let it drop. And while that may seem the way to go, the issue with that is available fault current makes incoming switchgear very expensive. Obviously, the older current devices on the service equipment have to be rated to interrupt quite a bit of current, because having all those transformers in parallel can provide one hell of a fault current, you know, if there's a short on the premise. So that's but that's pretty much the big difference when it comes to, you know, secondary distribution between PSE&G and Con Ed. Which one is better? I guess it depends upon how deep your pockets are. KD2HUC, back to net.
Thank you, Steve. It does look like there's a mixture of tradition going on here, as well as differences of opinion as to the best way of doing things. I'm going to call it New York City wiring versus out here on Long Island. I don't think anything out here on Long Island do you get 208 instead of 240 from across your two poles. So one phase wiring goes to most of the houses in Nassau and Suffolk County, to my knowledge, but it's only in New York City when some of these dual phase power systems exist. And with any further questions or comments, or to correct me, give me your call letters, K2RIW in the TechNet.
Do you like your other comments?
Eric and Glenn in that order. Go ahead, Eric.
This is just a little tidbit. It's actually history at this point, as far as I know, but I could be wrong. There was an area around Pine Street and Wall Street downtown where they still distributed DC, because that's
what they use for the elevator motors and stuff like that. Talk about old. That's just a little tidbit. Back to you, Dick.
Also, in my school, Pratt Institute, they had their own DC generator. Steam powered, as I remember, right on the campus. I used to remember going into that machine room and watching those three machines with huge flywheels. And the engineering laboratory, the lighting and the voltages on the benches was 120 volts DC. So there are some New York City places still running on DC. KC2QIQ, K2RIW, go ahead Glenn, wait for the beeps.
WB2HWW with a comment, Dick.
I guess Howie's recognized Dick, and I'll pick it up after that.
You've got it next. It's going to be Glenn and Howie in that order. Go ahead, Glenn.
Okay, very good, Dick. Yeah, just a quick funny thing. I think you know where I work, and where I work, actually, we have a whole bunch of line power. We're fed from in Hopog, basically, and we have feeds for in feeding the building, obviously, with residential power. So we do have our, you know, 240, 120, but we also have on site transformers, and it's right on our own property that take the line power and drop it down to 480 three phase Y, and we have 208 three phase Y, and what other power do we have there? In order for us to generate 50 hertz and other things, we use converters to do that. But it is interesting that you can pretty much on Long Island, depending on if you want to pay for the service from the transformers on your industrial property, you can pretty much get any transformer voltage that you want. Back to you, the K2RIW, K2QIQ.
You did mention that some of the power in your building is 50 hertz. Is that because you're using European equipment for some reason, and you have to locally generate your own 50 hertz? Because I think there's very little 50 hertz being generated on Long Island for distribution. So well, why 50 hertz in your building? Just because you've got European equipment? Over to you, Glenn.
Yeah, pretty much that's it, Dick. We do supply medical equipment that goes to Europe, Japan, and other areas worldwide that would require 50 hertz. So we have to check basically line voltages from 85 volts to 264 volts AC, and then of course you need the three phase. We have to do 400, we've got to do 480, 208. We've got to pretty much cover the whole gamut. But back to you, Dick. Yeah, the 50 hertz, we don't get that from utility. We have to actually use generators, electronic generators to generate that power.
In this particular area, the United States really stands almost by ourselves. Of all the countries in the world, 90-some-odd% of them are on the metric system. We're on the British imperial system. You know, we use miles and inches. The rest of the world is using meters, centimeters, and pressure is not measured in pounds per square inch. It's measured in another set of units, which I can't think of right now.
Pascals, WS2N.
What was that again? No, Paul.
Pascals.
Pascals, which is a newton per square meter, is a pascal. So the metric system. Forces in neutrons, not newtons, not pounds. Distances in meters, in centimeters, and so on. So the majority of the world is metric. The majority of the world is on 50 hertz power. We stand here alone with our non-metric system and our somewhat unconventional power of 60 hertz. And
But it's a plan at 60 hertz.
Portions of Pan are 60 hertz and portions of Pan are 50 hertz. I think Japan and there's a couple of other countries that have both. I bet you you've seen, if you dig deep enough, I bet you'll find some 60 hertz power in certain portions of Japan. Back to you on that one, Eric.
If you want to try it, you are try 91 and 2/3 hertz.
Oh, the reason why I know that the different